Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Boomer, in our first segment, ended it by saying what's going on with the Mets right now reminds him very much of something that has gone on in New York sports over the last year. I guessed wrong with two guesses before the break, and I think I got it during the break. Is it, Boomer? The New York Giants.
Yes. Where the coach and the general manager just got ushered out after the ineptness and just the what's was perceived as a lack of communication with Eli Manning and the owner and all that other crap. And I don't know necessarily that Fred or Jeff Wilpon or any of those guys over there are gonna hold these guys accountable the way that they should be held accountable, but. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I don't think they're going to fire Mickey Callaway before the season's over. I mean, McAdoo was his second season, and he totally lost control.
But don't you feel like this is like what's going on here?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, the Giants really did bottom out, and it was embarrassing, and guys were turning on each other. It was really, really bad. We are on that path, and I do think that Sandy Alderson can't stick around. If this team, right now, what are they, 8.5 games out of a wild card, 9.5 games out of first?
And 2 games ahead of the Marlins.
Yeah. So if this continues on this path, he can't come back. I mean, this is a team that had some potential, and I get injuries, fine. But, I mean, how many times are you going to just fall back on that excuse? Especially when you went into this season with a different mentality and a different approach when it came to injuries, and you still have the same results. So, yeah, I don't think you're going to see the similarities with McAdoo and Callaway this year, but as far as Reese and Alderson, that I think is a parallel that works. Jerry is here.
I'm just looking at the box score from yesterday. The lineup is awful.
They can't hit. I mean, it's as simple as that.
You can say what you want about Callaway, but he was a pitching guy, right? What are they doing well?
Yeah, I mean, right. And that's really, and he keeps falling back on that and saying, well, if we could pitch, we could be in every game and this and that.
Yeah, but John, the interesting thing is they pitch okay, and then when they get the lead, they turn around and give
it up. Well, that's the bullpen.
Well, no, that's Steven Matz and that's Zach Wheeler. Both of them did.
Fair enough, but I mean, still, when you've got Jay Bruce hitting .216 and Michael Conforto hitting .214, honestly, they did, the other night, I guess it was the first game against Atlanta, they were, I don't want to say mocking, but they were making a case that Zach Wheeler had the best batting average in the starting lineup.
Yeah, well, right.
I mean at .280. I mean, it's brutal.
I feel just about as good as the pitcher hitting in that lineup as yes. about anybody else.
I mean, it's awful. So, anyway, we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And nobody's not beating the Mets these days, but we'll get to them in a second because the Yankees are the story, I would think. They played the Nationals. They were looking to gain the 2-game sweep, but instead a 19-year-old did them in.
Pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. What a home run. It went over the Yankee bullpen into the seats beyond. A tremendous home run for the 19-year-old. He's not going anywhere. He's staying here. And Washington takes a 5-4 lead.
There's a lot of Susan in that clip, man. She was very impressed by that.
That was a good home run. The first one was kind of
cheapy.
You got to be kidding.
Right. Good night, moon.
Well, the second one hit to the moon, yes. John on the fan with Susan in the background. 5-4 the final as Juan Soto homered twice. The first was a 3-run pop fly home run, I guess you would call it.
Sure.
The fourth off of Sonny Gray. Adam Eaton and Matt Adams both 3-for-4 on the night. Here's Aaron Boone. Yeah, that kid was impressive.
A couple big swings that beat us ultimately, but obviously a good-looking young player.
In terms of his team offensively, they did get home runs from Bird and Torres, but they were 1-for-7 with RISP runners in scoring position. How come?
I mean, that's going to happen. from time to time.
Here was Gray. The first Soto home run was set up by a two-out walk to Daniel Murphy. Then there was the single, then the home run. He knows all that can happen.
I mean, you saw the inning. Two-out walks always can, you know, they're never good. They can escalate, and that's kind of what happened.
It was Chasen Shreve that gave up the go-ahead home run. Won't get nuts, though, about it.
I've been throwing the ball well. I feel good, so, I mean, that's a plus, but yeah, just the loss hurts.
Yankees and Rays tonight. Domingo Herman, 0-4 on the season, taking on 8-3. Blake Snell, of course, will have it for you on
Gary Sanchez
the
back in there now, or what?
I would think, I mean, they said a couple of games.
Yeah,
I would think
two
so.
Games, yeah.
I would think, but we'll find out later on when we get the starting lineup. As for the Mets and Braves, here's where this game turned.
And that's lined the other way. Nimmo coming on, can't get it, base hit. Swat to the third, is being waved home. Nimmo can't pick it up. Braves have the lead.
And that's it. Braves have the lead. Braves have the win, essentially. They wound up shutting out the Mets 2-0. Gary Cohen on SNY. Freddie Freeman, the RBI single. Also a home run later in the game off of Jerry Blevins. Here's Mickey Callaway. His team was being no-hit by Mike Soroka into the seventh inning. It was an infield base hit by Michael Conforto. Was it Conforto?
Yeah, it was Conforto.
To the left side. Here's Callaway. Is the offense pressing because DeGrom's on the mound and they want to do good for him as he keeps doing good by them?
Absolutely. They want to score runs for him so bad. You know, it's kind of that catch 22.
Okay.
Man, they're just trying so hard. They want to do it so bad.
By the way,
you can't do it.
You were wrong about him.
What do you mean?
He was cursing up a storm to the umpire.
Oh, yeah, I know. Right. You're right. I know. I was wrong.
He does know a couple of those words.
That's good to know. I was proud of him as opposed to, gosh dang it.
Exactly. Here's Todd Frazier. He had himself just a miserable day. He was 0-4. He struck out 3 times. So what do you say to DeGrom?
I told him I'm sorry. After the game, I said, dude, I'm sorry.
Dude, I mean, we're terrible.
What is the issue with the offense, Todd?
You tell me. Don't know.
Great. Here's DeGrom. He knows.
You tell me?
Yeah.
What?
You tell me. Don't know.
I mean, I like Todd Frazier, but you tell me.
They're lost, all of them. And how about, I think it was Ender Inciarte, I think, that had the, was him that had the double on
yes.
the.
Yes, yeah, on the laziness, I mean, of Jay Bruce. Right just, field. That's what I was saying.
Whether his butt hurts or his foot hurt, then get out of the,
yeah,
don't play then.
Well, he's not going to.
Upper butt injury.
Yeah.
Okay, so he said after the game that, you know, that can't be me. I can't play that way. And I was telling Gio this morning, I'm like, I'm sick and tired of hearing all the nonsense after these games. I mean, you know, it's my fault. I didn't get it done. I need to play better. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a broken record now.
Yeah, it is. They're now 28-36. Here's DeGrom, who, again, was really good. 1 run over 7 innings, 7 strikeouts, only 86 pitches. It's a tough locker room right now.
Nobody's happy that we're losing. We got to score runs to win, and we haven't been doing that. So nobody's happy with what's going on.
10 runs in their last 87 innings. They've lost 10 of 11, 17 of their past 21. And here's the worst part. They've lost DeGrom's past 5 outings, even though he's allowed 5 runs in those 5 games. They've lost them all.
I mean, he has, I guess, how many more starts this month? You would think probably 2, right? 2 more starts this month?
Yeah, at least. What's today? The 14th? At least. Probably 3.
Yeah, maybe 3. But guaranteed 2.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win in one of those starts and doesn't have like a blow-up outing, he's going to be the first pitcher since the dead ball era to only have 4 wins with an ERA under 2. Since the dead ball era. I mean, the Baseball Reference tweeted out like 2 weeks ago, like, we still have a month to go, but...
Well, with each passing start.
I mean, the dead ball era?
We get closer and closer.
Yeah. When was that? Like, that was like the 1800s.
A long time ago.
He'll have three more.
One of the 20s, right?
Yes.
But the 20s had like the 27 Yankees, though.
Yes, but like right around 1920 or 21.
All right, so it was early 20s then.
When they built Yankee Stadium.
All right, so early 20s. We're talking 100 years.
Yes. The Mets are setting baseball back 100 years.
Yeah, their ineptness is historic.
Yeah.
And Jacob DeGrom will have 3 more starts in the month of June.
All right,
he should, right?
3?
Yes.
All right, good. So he's got 3 opportunities.
You know, there's no weather-related issues or any of that other stuff where he doesn't, you know, hurt a finger or something.
100 years.
Oh, that's right. Noah Syndergaard, his finger is still alive.
Tender to the touch. Yeah, tender to the touch.
Maybe we'll see him in August.
Finger, quads,
it's like someone's writing this script. You know, it's like someone's writing this script.
I'm starting to believe Joe.
Yeah, right.
You could change the uniform. You could change the manager. You could change the field. It's the same stinking crap year in and year out.
It's the same thing. He's got two organizations like that.
Yeah, well, the Mets are a little different. I mean, they were in the World Series three years ago.
Who told Joe to accentuate his R's?
I don't know. It's just the way
he grew up. Yeah, that's how he talks.
Yeah. Year. This is the worst year. Right? I mean, that's what he does. That's the way he talks. Just his thing.
Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 5-4, so Arizona a little cooled off as the Mets head there tonight. Red Sox beat the Orioles 5-1. They are 9-1 against Baltimore this season. And I play this only because this team is red hot. Seattle last night was trailing Anaheim in the 6th or 7th inning. They score a run, get another run to tie, and then in the bottom of the 9th.
Here's the pitch, the Mitch. Swing and a drive, deep to left field. Going, going. Goodbye, baseball. A walk-off line drive. Two-run home run for Mitch Haniger to win it.
Words the Mets have not said in weeks, it seems like. That was Rick Riz on Mariners Radio. They wound up beating Anaheim 8-6. They've won 11 of 13. They're quite the opposite. Rockies beat the Phillies 7-2. One quickie from this, and maybe you did a sportsman on, I don't know. Carlos Gonzalez, so in this, they had a 4 or 5 run inning that was set up by a walk to open the inning. So Carlos Gonzalez comes up with a man on first, and Gabe Kapler still puts the shift on. He bunts against the shift, which they couldn't cover, and then from there they took off and scored four or five runs. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Some teams do it.
I did the sportsman the other day on the shift and how Major League Baseball is talking about outlawing the shift or not allowing the shift or whatever. And I'm like, you know, it's not about the rules of baseball. It's about the players that are trying to hit the baseball.
Right, beat the shift.
Beat the shift. Hit away from the shift. Bunt away from the shift. Get on base. Who cares?
What good would that do getting rid of it? I don't understand. Aren't they all focused on pace of play? What does that have to do with anything?
I have no idea. I do not know.
They're it's just these things that they discuss and it comes out. And I'm just like, it's not even about that. It's about the batters in the batter's box. That's all it is.
You want everybody like Aaron Judge. He never leaves the – I mean, he just sits there. The ball gets pitched, throw. He just stands there and waits.
Right.
And the at-bat moves. That's what you want.
Yes.
Jets camp. Robbie Anderson spoke yesterday. Said several different things. Number one, do you feel bad for how you represented the Jets? We know he's been arrested a couple of times the last couple of years.
I didn't do nothing wrong. You know, the truth came out. I did nothing wrong. I was proven innocent. Charges were dropped. So, you know, I'm sorry that that happened, but they know that.
That's in one case, not in the other.
Not all charges.
Exactly. Do you regret what happened in Florida?
No. Truth always comes to the light, you know.
He went 105 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. That we know.
Right. Yeah. He's still going to court for that,
right? Yeah. It was reckless driving. Yeah. You did something wrong. It's not like you did everything's perfect in your life.
Yeah, you know? and the thing that he said to the police officer was very specific. Yeah. And I would imagine that the police officer didn't make that up on his own.
Well, and that was the one where I said, do you regret what happened in Florida? That was basically with the officer involved.
I wonder how the officer feels to hear that some of that stuff has been dropped. Some of those charges have been dropped.
Yeah, probably not too happy about it.
But I know one thing. He was driving 105 miles an hour, you know, in a, 25 or 35 mile an hour zone. So he did do something wrong. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
The truth has come to the light. You sped at an insane amount of speed.
He was asked, why should we believe this won't happen again?
Because I'm doing everything in my power to avoid all those situations because, you know, that's not me. That's not the place for me.
He said he's got to represent the NFL better, and he has learned from his ways in terms of...
Sounds like it. What do you mean he's learned from his ways? He said he didn't do anything wrong.
Well... Yeah, he also said he's learned from past experiences. That's what molds you as a man, all that type of stuff. In terms of football, Sam Darnold on the field, loving it.
He trusts you. He's going to put the ball up and let you make a play. So I like him a lot.
And so far, so good.
I like him a lot.
Teddy Bridgewater is getting a lot of pub over there, too. Yeah. He's playing well, and he looks solid. And
healthy.
And Todd Bowles got mad at Leonard Williams yesterday for running into Teddy Bridgewater because you don't hit the quarterbacks when they're wearing a red jersey.
What are you doing? Stop it!
He got really mad at Leonard Williams.
Stop! Jeez.
At Giants camp, we played the clip yesterday of Damon Harrison wanting to hit Saquon Barkley's ass in practice. That's what he said. Here was Barkley responding to it.
My response to that is I am just happy that we are on the same team. And he only gets to hit me maybe once or twice a year rather than a full game.
So could add to that, but we'll just let that sit there. What else? Opening round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. Bubba Watson, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka will tee off an hour from now. It's 7:40, right. So we get this thing going.
On a beautiful day.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. You got Mickelson along with Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth at 8, and then later Tiger Woods with Dustin Johnson at 1:47. Here's Woods. Him and Phil, the old guys in the group now, have turned a corner on a personal level.
We've been ranked 1 and 2, and we've gone at it, you know, a lot of times throughout the years, and you know, we've developed a pretty good friendship because of it.
How about that? These two are now buddy-buddy, so they've played some practice rounds together in the past, and all of a sudden, I guess you could call them friends. And I'll end it on a bad note, but I have to. Basketball Hall of Famer Ann Donovan passed away, heart failure at 56 years old, which is just awful. She won a national championship in college and 2 Olympic gold medals as a player, another as a coach, again, just 56. So there you go.
All right, sad news. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.